Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camella. Thank you for tuning in yet again to another episode where we share a Bible story, a personal development tip, and a prayer for your week. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't yet subscribed, please go ahead and do so on Spotify, Apple, wherever you're listening in. It just helps us reach more people each and every week with the Word of God. And if you would like to support us further, you can go to litwithprayer.com. That's LITWITH prayer.com and consider picking up any of our resources from our devotionals, prayer books, to even our Christian-related jewelry. With that being said, guys, let's jump in. This week's episode, Signs of the Times, Luke chapter 31, verse 5 through 37. The Bible is full of promises from the Old Testament, beginning in the book of Genesis and ending with the book of Revelations. The common thread throughout the Word of God is the story of Jesus Christ coming to redeem or pay for the salvation of mankind. When mankind sinned, death was introduced and man's authority was given to Satan, God's enemy. When Jesus came, he paid the price for man's salvation on the cross, and all who believed in him and received him as Savior had eternal life, a free gift. Along with salvation, man can take back his authority over Satan and do the works of Jesus through faith. During Jesus' time on earth, the Jews were under the rule of Rome. The people had to pay taxes to Caesar, they were governed by Roman rulers, and the Roman military made sure that there were no insurrections or attempts to take back their land. The Romans allowed the Jews to continue their worship of God in a temple in Jerusalem. The temple was very lavish with tons of gold and beautiful stones and was the center of Jewish life. In the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, each one gives an account of Jesus predicting the destruction of the temple. Jesus warned that the people would utterly be destroyed and no stone would be left on top of the other. He told his followers to watch, and when they started to see the armies surrounding Jerusalem, then they had to escape to the mountains and not go back into the city again. Jesus said that the destruction would happen during this generation and warned that many would be killed. Jesus went on to say that Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times the Gentiles are fulfilled. Jesus continued to predict that there would be wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, and many things would cause man's heart to fail because of fear and the expectations of bad things to come on earth. Jesus warned and told his followers to watch and pray and not get trampled in the cares of life, drunkenness, carousing. He tells us to watch what is going on and know the signs of the times. As Christians, we are to live with the expectation that Jesus can return anytime, but we're here to continue his work while we're here. Shortly after Jesus made that prediction of the destruction of the temple, he was arrested and crucified, rose from the dead, and later ascended into heaven. Approximately 35 years after Jesus' crucifixion, there were rebels fighting against the Romans. Roman armies were camping around the city. Those who remember Jesus' words escaped out of the city and did not return. In 70 AD, during Passover, many Jews who were returning back to Jerusalem were not able to leave. The Roman general Titus attacked the city, first broke out, and many were killed during the full destruction of the city. Those that listened to Jesus escaped. The Jewish accounts of the destruction were written by historians who survived and were eyewitnesses of the event. Today, where there seems like so many wars going on against Christian values and freedoms, remember, Jesus has already predicted this. He told us not to be fearful. He is with us always, and we are to keep watch and pray. These are exciting times, and God put you here during this time for his purpose. Personal development tip of the week. Do you ever struggle to trust God in your life? We all do from time to time, especially when we're going through storms in our life. In the book of James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Just because you are going through a challenging time does not mean that God is not working things out for your good. The capacity for endurance is one aspect of trust that we all should work to develop. When you have endurance, you can get back up after falling 10 times. Sometimes it takes a while for anything to happen because God is using that time to work on your character. We're also taught in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways to submit to him, and he will make your path straight. You can surrender the control you're trying to have over the circumstance when you totally trust God, which will bring you more peace as you move forward in your life. If you're listening to this podcast, I have a question for you, and you can go over to litwithprayer.substack.com if you want to answer it and get involved in the community over there. But this is the question I have for you. And you can think about this too if you're just listening. That's totally fine. What area of your life do you need to work on trusting God more in? We all have different areas. Let me know in the comments if you want to tell us about that, and I look forward to reading and seeing all of your guys' comments. Prayer for the week. I place my faith in you, God. You have never abandoned anyone who asks for you. Never have you disappointed me. My life thus far has served as a testament to your magnificence. Therefore, I am confident that you will never let me down. Hold me close to you and shape me after your likeness. Show me how to develop as a Christian and strengthen my relationship with you. No matter what struggles I encounter on this planet, keep my faith in you strong so it will never falter. I promise to always be steadfast in my devotion to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. If you enjoyed it, make sure to share it with a friend. You never know what kind of message someone might need at some time. And make sure you subscribe if you're not yet subscribed. If you want to continue supporting us, go over to litwithprayer.com and consider picking up any of our resources. It helps us reach more people and do what we do every single week. Thank you guys again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast to come. God bless you.